We're going to switch it up now and we're going to go to art. Now, who doesn't love art? I love art. So Iraia is the general manager of the New Zealand Māori Arts and Craft Institute at Te Puia. And they have a beautiful new, a kaupapa. They're advocating for equality and inclusion. A call for transformation is what this is. Now, I know Iraia, so and he might be here in Rotorua with me tonight when so it's very, very cold. Kia ora, brother.
Kia ora sister. Tēnā
koe. Tēnā wātū koe. Hoa, e pehana koe.
Anu te aura. He ore ore tonu ana. Down here in Pōneke, kēnei pō. Oi anō. I'm online, sis, so...
Oh, your own. Well, hopefully you're inside somewhere. Hopefully you're inside. Tēnō makarere ra wātū ki konei ki tōkainga ki Rotorua aue. So I think it's a zero up here tonight.
It's actually probably warmer down here in Wellington, unbelievably. Oh. But yeah, that's a nice night here.
No, we're tō Māori I te mahana. So, brother, tell me about this call for action. It's an urgent call for transformation for Māori artists.
So Creative New Zealand, karangahia te tahi hui, kia hui, hui tahi ngā mātanga, ngā tohunga o te ao Toi Māori me ki. So, what they call the hui here called Toi Ora, 2023. And we gathered here yesterday, making our manukura, the heads of different arts organisations, Itahi Tohunga, Terai, Derek Lardelli, Rangi Kepa, Awaiake, Bernard Makaware, Putanoi Te Motu. So from all around the country, gathered here in Pōneke to contribute to a hui. And as you said, about transformational change. And look, really fortunate to be included in this hui. I wasn't too sure what I was coming down for, but look, it was totally mind-blowing yesterday, just a lot of the kōrero and kaupapa on the table. And as you said, transformational change, that's what we're requesting. The definition of insanity, as I said yesterday at the hui, kiri, is to keep doing the same thing and expect a different result. And you know, we're awesome that Te Matatini received, 34 million for the next 2 years. But that's only one part of Toi Māori. That kapahaka is only one facet of our culture. And so what about the rest? What about whakaero? What about raranga? What about he rā, hua tanga katoa, hikei hi o tātou tūpuna? So we gathered here yesterday, put some framework around the kōrero today, and we had about another 100 participants from around the motu show up today at Te Papa. And then tomorrow, some of the ministers arrive, and we're putting a few take across to them to request transformational change.
And so Can you tell me a little bit about what the concerns are? Like, you know, what are your main concerns? What do you want to see change first?
Well, at the end of the day, it's mana motuhake, eh? Mana motuhake. We want to be able to do things the way we know best for Māori, for Māori, by Māori. And, kuroa nei tātou ngā tohunga o te ao toi, e whakatairanga ni tēnei motu meki. You know, for a long time now, our people have been front and centre, and all of our mahi around the world, where our country leverages off the back of our arts and crafts and culture. And so a lot of the heads are just, you know, really, really passionate about quality and funding. We want our own agency, our own ministry, to be able to, for Māori to distribute funds out to the rohe. And we want to do things differently. We want to set up, I don't know if I'm actually supposed to say too much because this is going before the ministers tomorrow, but and the nation will hear about it tomorrow. But you know, basically, we want to be able to distribute that funding out to our people and get as much funding as a lot of the other non-Māori organisations get in this country. And I think everybody knows that. You know, Te Matatini was only receiving a couple of million, while New Zealand Ballet and all these other institutions were getting tens of millions. Mm. And no tāua kia tēnei, wēnei enei whenua. No a tātou mahi toi, as I said, have been putting this country on the map for we here kinga ngātou. The haka made the All Blacks famous, you know, not the other way around. So we've got to start doing things differently and treating our people fair. I've worked 20 years prior to being at the Māori Arts and Crafts Institute in the prisons and corporates. And as we know, the latest statistics just came out, 53% of our people in prison, 65% of them are wahine, kiri, and of our Māori people. And as I said, working in the prisons, you know, probably 95% of them, our people are disengaged from their culture. They don't know the simple things like pepeha. Probably never been to the marae because of whatever. And so how do we address that trauma? How do we address these things that keep us on the back foot? And you and I both know that a lot of those answers are locked within our culture, are locked within our arts and crafts. And, you know, our artists seem to be just continuing to beg for funding from the government time after time. We were hearing from people at the hui, you know, the likes of our tohunga, Hinewehi Mohima, who struggle to make a living. And these are Māori artists who have been, as I said, putting this country on the map for how many years now, but they still cannot get ahead because the art sector is just not funded enough. And so, you know, we've had enough of this. And we're calling for change.
Ai, tautoko katoatia. Ai. And, you know, just to come back to your kōrero about the amount of our whānau in prisons, but then, you know, taking that back to when they were rangatahi and to my even, you know, statistics are very clear that Māori do better in Māori medium kura. They do better when they are involved with kapahaka. They do better when they have a sense of their cultural identity. Totally. Who they are, where you know, their tūranga waiwai, where their feet belong, you know, they stand strong. And so, and as you said, our art is a vehicle for that connection. And actually, just the other day, I was in with a service provider, and here in Te Arawa, and they were talking about mahi raranga and how they would weave a story with their their people in crisis or wahine in crisis, that they would bring them in and they would actually go through and they would weave their story into this beautiful art form. And then it goes up on their wall. And the feedback was that as these wahine were creating these beautiful little art pieces, masterpieces, that the kōrero started to flow and that they opened up. You know, so it's underestimated by government important this is.
Rawera Mātu. 180 odd years since the signing of the Te Tiriti o Waitangi, and where are we? You know,
that's right.
We're probably worse off than when we first signed it. So, you know, these are some of the kōrero floated around the room yesterday, and you know, ko hōhā tātou I te noho hōhā, and things have to change. So, it was really exciting, you know, to be in the room with the depth of knowledge there, Tarek Derek Lardelli, and listening to these tohunga who have been around and transformed our arts and crafts and transformed this country through their leadership. And you know, these are people who have also, you know, had to comply with the applying for funding and having to tono. So now we're saying, you know, enough's enough. We're at the point where we're demanding transformational change from the government. And you know, to honour not only Te Tiriti o Waitangi, but you know, Te Waka Putanga was spoken about as well, and all these documents that were left behind by our tūpuna to make sure that we had the best quality of life. And unfortunately, we're not experiencing that. We're sovereign people in our sovereign land, and so things have to change.
Tika. Tika tō kōrero, and you know, the systemic racism, and even, you know, Māori being set up to fail. Inadequate funding in every area. And every, you know, I even think of you know, wānanga, when our first wānanga were being set up, and then out came the government, you know, no more wānanga. What?
Yep.
Why not? You know, kura kaupapa, put a cap on kura kaupapa. You know, just they've continuously disabled our people. And so yeah, kia kaha koe. Can I also just, I just want to touch on intellectual property of our tāpuna, because you know, there's a Facebook group that I follow, and I think it says I can't remember the name of it exactly, but something like our taonga is not yours. You know, it's something to do with that. What they're doing is finding artists, you know, tauiwi artists all over the world, like ones that are taking haka workshops and ones that are, you know, can I say this, bastardizing the haka overseas, just making a mockery of it and charging people to go in and do haka workshops. And it's just terrible.
That came up at the hui as well, that same example, you know. And it's interesting, I was approached by a neurologist, a Korean neurologist, about 4 or 5 years ago to teach haka and rova in Russia. And, you know, it was because they found out that haka obviously releases the same endorphins or whatever it is that lines up with yoga and helps de-stress people and release all those emotions and feelings. So it sounded really good, you know. And I was about to send people overseas to start this kaupapa, and the Korean doctor wanted to call it Chow Haka and keep all the rights to it, so it didn't go anywhere fast. But
it went down like a lead balloon.
Images have been plagiarized. I've ended up on playing cards, on shower curtains, and the rest of it. And unfortunately, Kitty, there's not a lot you can do. You know, we can fight the legal battles, but those cost money. They take time and energy, and you know, a lot of it from the hui today was just, you know, there was a bit of a consensus that we're just going to keep pushing forward, and not try and focus too much on stuff that we can't control, because it's a huge legal battle, that battle, and maybe we have to leave it up to ones with qualifications and law like yourselves to fight that battle for us. But perhaps we have to leave it up to Te Wāhi Ngaro to take care of those people that have are bastardizing and disrespecting our culture. But we as Māori just got to keep on showing the world how great we are through our culture, and getting ourselves overseas, but more importantly, bringing the world here to Aotearoa. So you know, we want to make sure that our people are returning back to their whenua tupu. The crown pulled us away from our lands and brought us into the cities. So a lot of the kōrero was, you know, hoki kweki o maunga, return to your ancestral lands, and center ourselves there and bring the world to us and show the world how great we are on our back doorsteps. And, you know, the amount of talent we had in the room, Kitty, was just so inspiring, you know. So inspiring. Right from rangatahi, there were rangatahi at our table today. You know, people as young as in their late teens and early 20s and just starting their career. So it was really important for us in our generation to be able to create a platform that we can protect these up and coming emerging artists. So, you know, our strategic planning, much like our Chinese cousins, we're thinking 7 generations ahead. Hea no mo te ao kaitua, heao nihoro, heao tau makuru rāne. Is it going to be abundance for our rangatahi, or are we going to be just left scrummaging around for the remains that we're currently doing, you know? So really, really powerful kōrero today. I'm so glad I got the opportunity and was invited from Creative New Zealand and our Toi Māori whānau to come down here. And yeah, looking forward to we're presenting tomorrow. Well, I'm heading back to Rotorua for Kapahaka. My boys performing Wharaukura, but look, our whānau are presenting to the ministers tomorrow, and we're looking forward to the follow up from this week's hui.
I'm looking forward to it too, brother. I'm looking forward to it too. And you know, I just want to circle back to, you know, something I saw. I was in Tiro. And I went into the, you know, those little, those big, like the sheep barn and stuff. I think they have a souvenir shop in there. And I saw salt and pepper shakers, but they were actually like moko mokai salt and pepper shakers. And the salt and pepper was coming out of the top of the heads, you know. And so that's where it's at. We're at that level of disrespect and, you know, complete disregard for the tapu that is woven into our culture. And so I'm very, very keen to see, you know, a huge change towards, you know, the policies, the structures and the attitudes towards Māori arts. And artists. Something else I've seen. Sorry, brother, something else I've seen is, you know, the you know how the Chinese, they do the fake Gucci's or they do whatever. I've seen many you know, hoodies with Māori designs on them that are just some mock-ups. I've seen people that have had their own mata ora put onto things. Like you said, you end up on a shower curtain. And, I mean, let's go into that. Can we go into that a little bit? What did that feel like for you, you know, when you saw that?
Yeah, I think the first time I saw my image was I went into the $2 shop and someone showed me some cards, some playing cards. You know, that was an image taken on Lake Rotorua on a Wakataua. We did a shoot for Faye Cooney, I think her name was, a renowned photographer. And we, you know, we signed the whole release forms and all that, and you know, got our $100 or whatever it was for the day for doing the photo. And you know, so you put your trust in these artists, but I guess they can't control what happens either these days with you know, with these rip-offs and so yeah, it's we always seem to look on the bright side of things, Māori. You know, we have a very probably a bit of a whack sense of humour at times, and we sort of, you know, we just laugh about things. But you know, deep down, it does hurt, especially when you see your images on things like you know, shower curtains and all that sort of stuff. And yeah, it's pretty outrageous, really. And you know, it's not nice, even though we tend to sort of joke about it and that. But you know, and even worse when we're wearing these, you know, the traditional markings of our tupuna. So, but you know, we are fortunate that you know, I'm not one to sort of get caught up on things and wallow too much in the negative space. And we just, as you said today, we just got to push on, create avenues for our rangatahi, for the next generation to come through and be in these spaces where they can, you know, they can influence, they can teach, they can educate our manuhiri tuarangi around the world and create opportunities for them to thrive in this world and put Māori in these spaces of leadership in the arts crafts. Because, you know, I experience this every day at Te Puia. We have people coming through and we have commissions, we have projects all around the world, and unfortunately our culture is probably more well respected offshore than it is in our own country, appreciated more. But there are pockets, and you know, as unfortunately it's a lot of our Asian cousins in China that have the equipment to you know, to take the photo, to take the image and duplicate it in their factories in China and then mass produce them. So, you know, we've got to forge our relationships, and we've been doing that for a while now too with our Asian whānau, and we're educating them. And I think it's all about building relationships, you know, building relationships and educating people that, hey, no, that isn't nice. That's not the thing to do because, you know, when we've been in Asia, and particularly for a lot of tourism New Zealand events, and that it's not until they connect with us as Maori that they want to start doing business with our non-Maori counterparts here in Aotearoa. When we talk about things like tikanga, we sing their waiata, we show them respect to their culture, then all those barriers start to come down. So, yeah, I think it's, you know, we got to keep moving forward, Kitty. We've got to keep evolving as a culture in our art forms. We talked about technology, you know, the use of 3D printing, AI, GB chat, and all that sort of stuff. Unfortunately, these things are here. They've been here for a while, and so we've got to learn how to live in this world with them, because no matter whether we like them or not, they're here, and they're not going to go away. So, you know, how do we influence that space? How do we stand strong in that space as Māori? And you'll be interested to know that a lot of our kōrero was also based around whenua, based around oranga nuku, oranga kai, oranga tangata. So, you know, whakahokia mai te whenua, so that we can have our spaces for our artists to create, get our food systems right, kai sovereignty and all that, so that we can, you know, we can grow stronger as a people, living off our whenua, eating fresh produce from our whenua, and that grows strong people.
Not for the Māori presence and the Māori voice, New Zealand would be Aotearoa would be in a much worse state than it is now. You know, we've been able to advocate, but like you, I know that there's better stuff ahead. And yeah. As you mentioned, you know, some of our rangatahi that are coming up now. Whoa, yeah. they're strong and they are clever, they're vocal, they're articulate, and they're educated. Yeah. So look out.
Yeah, kia ora tātou, kia ora tātou.
Wonderful. Yeah. Oh, thank you so much, brother. Thank you so much. And all the very best for your meeting with the ministers tomorrow. And please, you know, we'd love to know how it goes. Love to know how it goes. So, please let me know so that we can do a little bit of a kōrero on it again. And keep our whānau up to date, because I know there will be many, many people, many, many of our people who this will really affect and deeply, powerfully. And so, nei te mihi nui ki a koe e te tuakana. Kia ora.
Tēnā hoki koe, te tuahine e kiri o te rākoutou. I whakarongo mai ana nei rā te mihi nei kia tātou i tēnei wā.